This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Bangladesh's Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned on Monday, ending 15 years in power as thousands of protesters defied a military curfew and stormed her official residence. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The news of the resignation was confirmed by officials from the military and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, who requested anonymity. Thousands appear to have entered Hasina's official residence in Dhaka on Monday, following weeks of violent demonstrations and clashes with security forces. The protests began peacefully in late June as students sought an end to a quota system for government jobs, but it turned violent after clashes between protesters and police and pro-government activists at Dhaka University. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Sunday condemned what he described as far-right thuggery after days of violent anti-immigration protests culminated in hotels being targeted. Leila Shirakshahi reports from Reuters.
I utterly condemn the far-right thuggery we've seen this weekend. Be in no doubt, those that have participated in this violence will face the full force of the law.
False claims spread after the girl's murder that the suspect was a radical Muslim migrant. Police have said the suspect was born in Britain and are not treating it as a terrorist incident. However, protests have continued across the country. On Sunday, hundreds of anti-immigration protesters gathered by a hotel near Rotherham, which Britain's interior minister said was housing asylum seekers. Protesters threw bricks at police and smashed hotel windows before setting a bin close to the hotel on fire. Police said one officer was knocked unconscious and others had suspected broken bones.
Leila Shirakshahi from Reuters. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australia has raised its official terror alert level to probable amid community tensions over the war in Gaza. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Mike Burgess, the head of ASIO, the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, the domestic spy agency, told reporters Monday in Canberra that more Australians are being radicalised and being radicalised more quickly. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese Monday reassured Australians that probable doesn't mean inevitable. However, Albanese told reporters Monday that his government must remain vigilant.
We've seen a global rise in politically motivated violence and extremism. Many democracies are working to address this, including our friends in the United States and in the United Kingdom.
Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Hurricane Debbie has made landfall in northern Florida as a Category 1 storm, bringing with it the potential for record-setting rains, catastrophic flooding, and life-threatening storm surge. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Debbie has maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour. The storm made landfall Monday morning near Steinhatchee in the Big Bend area of Florida's Gulf Coast. Forecasters warned heavy rain could spawn catastrophic flooding in Florida, South Carolina, and Georgia. Nearly 214,000 customers were without power in Florida on Monday morning. The U.S. Commerce Department is expected to propose barring Chinese software in autonomous and connected vehicles in the coming weeks, according to sources briefed on the matter. Fiona Jones from Reuters reports.
They say the Biden administration plans to propose a rule that would bar Chinese software in vehicles in the U.S., with so-called Level 3 automation and above. This would also ban autonomous vehicles produced by Chinese companies testing on U.S. roads. These sources added that the administration also plans to ban cars with advanced wireless communication abilities developed by China. A Commerce Department spokesperson said on Sunday that it is, quote, concerned about the national security risks associated with connected technologies in connected vehicles. This includes worries that the connected cars could use the technology to listen into or record conversations or take control of the vehicle itself.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. Taiwan's government has called on French authorities to investigate an incident at the Paris Olympics men's doubles badminton final against China when a Taiwan fan and her sign reading, quote, "Let's go Taiwan," ripped from her hands and torn up. The ministry described the incident as violent and against the Olympic values of friendship and respect. The Badminton World Federation did not immediately respond to a message seeking comment on the situation. China claims Taiwan as its own territory to be annexed by force if necessary. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.